Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson have a pig named Mercy. Each night, they sing the pig to sleep. Then, they go to bed. "Good night, my dear," says Mr. Watson. "Good night, my darling," says Mrs. Watson. "Oink," says Mercy. Most nights, Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy all sleep soundly in their beds. But there was one night when they did not. Chapter 2. Leroy Ninker was a small man. He was a small man with a big dream. Leroy Ninker wanted to be a cowboy, but in the meantime, he was a thief. He was a thief in the kitchen at 54 Deckawoo Drive. Leroy Ninker was robbing the Watsons.
"Yippee-i-o!" sang Leroy. "Everything must go."
He grabbed hold of the toaster. He pulled it across the counter toward him.
"Screech!"
went the toaster.
"Shh!"
said Leroy. He tossed the toaster into his bag.
"Clang!"
went the toaster.
"Shh!"
said Leroy again. Chapter 3.
Screech!
Mercy woke up. Screech was the sound the toaster made when it was being pulled across the kitchen counter. Mercy Watson loved toast. She particularly loved toast with a great deal of butter on it. Mercy got out of bed. She pricked her ears. She listened. Mercy heard Mr. Watson snoring. She heard Mrs. Watson snoring. Who was downstairs making toast? Mercy went to the top of the stairs. She looked down into the darkness.
Clang!
Went the toaster.
Clang!
Was the sound the toaster made when Mrs. Watson turned it upside down to clean out all the crumbs. Somebody was making toast. Mercy went down the dark, dark stairs. She headed for the kitchen. Chapter 4. Leroy Ninker grabbed the blender. He grabbed the clock. He grabbed the cookie jar.
Yippee-i-o!
He sang as he worked.
In you go!
He grabbed the juicer. He grabbed the teapot. He grabbed the waffle iron. And then Leroy Ninker heard a noise. He turned around.
Yippee-i!
Sang Leroy.
Uh-oh!
Chapter 5. Mercy looked around. She did not see the toaster. She did not see the bread. She did not see the butter. Instead, Mercy saw a little man wearing a big hat. He was not making toast. Mercy was very disappointed. She was also very tired. She yawned.
"Good pig," said the man.
He nodded. Mercy lay down. She yawned again.
"Nice pig,"
said the little man. Mercy closed her eyes.
"Yippee-i-o," the man sang softly. "Off to sleep you go."